Also turn your attention to the Heidelberg Catechism on Lord's Day 50 as we go through the Lord's Prayer, each of the parts of the petitions of the Lord's Prayer. And we found ourselves on the fourth petition. And this is found on page 48. 48. Please respond to the questions. The question: what is the fourth petition? Give us this day our daily bread. That is, be pleased to provide for all our bodily need, so that we may thereby acknowledge that you are the only fountain of all good, that without your blessing, neither our care and labor can profit us, that we may therefore withdraw our trust from all creatures and place it in you alone. Saints of God, as we reflect on what it means to pray for our daily bread, I'd like to have you consider two verses from Psalm 37. You don't have to turn there, I'm going to read it right now. But Psalm 37, verses 3 and 4 says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart." Saints of God, do not allow what is going on the political world to change your understanding of God's goodness. All the stuff going on with the Respect for Marriage Act, all the stuff going on in California and the new laws that will be present in January or the ones that have already taken place. All the stuff going on politically, do not allow that to change your understanding of God's goodness. Don't allow your own circumstances and the world around you to determine God's character. Rather, let God's character tell you how to interpret your life circumstances and tell you how to view the world around you. Allow those moments of frustrations and confusion to be moments of trusting in the Lord, to know that He knows what He's doing and He is still good. And much of this psalm is about the common phrase comes up: do not fret. Do not become angry. Don't emotionally get bent out of shape because of what you see with your eyes. But instead, trust in the Lord. This is not a blind trust. This is not a positive thinking type of faith. Faith, rather, is entrusting yourself to the God you know. To the God you know. Actually, the word in Hebrew for the word trust, it means confidence. It means to feel secure. Boys and girls, if I can have your attention for a moment. When you feel hungry, who do you turn to? Your parents, right? Every time you get hurt, you skin your knee. Who do you turn to? Your mom or dad, right? When you feel hurt. What about when it's lunchtime? And you see on the table a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's good stuff, right? And you thank your parents for making the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But think about it. Think about this for a moment. Who made the peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Well, mommy and daddy. Well, who made the bread? Well, they got it from the store. But where did the store get it from? The factory, right? But the factory gets wheat to make the bread. So where do they get the wheat? The wheat comes from the ground, right? And so the ground is what God made. But you need water for the wheat to come out of the ground. So who made the water? Who made the rains to come to the ground so that it can create the wheat, so that it can create the bread, so that the bread can go into the factories, so that the factories can go into the store, so that your mom and dad can buy it from the store and make a peanut butter and jelly on your table? So who ultimately made the peanut butter and jelly sandwich? It's your Father in heaven, and that's why you thank Him for the food, because He is the one who ultimately provided that peanut butter and jelly sandwich for you. The psalmist says to feed on His faithfulness. This is not merely talking spiritually, although certainly part of it. This is talking about God feeding his people daily. God feeding his people daily. Every day you get to recognize God's faithfulness to you. Every time you pull food out of your fridge or food out of your pantry. Every time you guys sit together as a family, you feed on God's faithfulness. And when you start to see how God is faithful to you, even in the most basic and mundane things, you start to see his faithfulness in everywhere else in your life, in everywhere else in the world. Because even your daily bread isn't owed to you. God isn't feeding you because you are worthy of his faithfulness. Rather, his faithfulness to you is because he has given you Christ. For the Christian, water just tastes sweeter. The sun shines brighter. The bread tastes better. Because you have fellowship with the God who's providing for your every need. He has made a way to bring you to himself, taking your condemnation, forgiving you of all of your sins. Listen to what Paul says. That what shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who shall be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? If God's faithfulness provided you Christ, there is nothing in this creation that will prevent God from remaining faithful to you. God isn't threatened by the plans of sinful man. Therefore, your response when you see wickedness is to trust the Lord, to do good, to feed on his faithfulness. When you find delight or joy in God's faithfulness, your desires, your ambition is all going to be made clear. You will find lasting peace. Even when the foundations shake underneath your feet, your heart and soul will not be moved. That's the strength the Lord provides you when you pray, Father, give us this day our daily bread. Our security doesn't come from looking within ourselves. It doesn't come from looking at our circumstances or looking outside of ourselves. It comes from knowing who God is and what he has provided you. It comes from knowing God who has provided me my bread today. And when tomorrow comes, he's going to provide that bread tomorrow. And the next day comes, he's going to provide that bread again. All of that is because he has provided you Christ. Feed on God's faithfulness today. And his faithfulness that puts food on the table. And his faithfulness that provided you fellowship with him through his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.